This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah. Wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we glorify Him. We seek His help and we seek forgiveness for our sins. Whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to guide, there is no one who can lead him astray. And whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to go astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave, servant and messenger, the seal of prophethood. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to this earth. He sent our father Adam alayhi salam here. And our whole existence here is summarized as our journey back to our home, to Jannah. A journey back to our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us a journey. We are traveling back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us a path. A path that we must walk on to get back to Him. And He has called it Sirat al-Mustaqim. This is what we ask Him for every single day. At least 17 times a day. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. This journey is summarized in what we bear witness to, our shahada, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah is the essence of all creation. That everything was created to bear witness to this one universal fact of La ilaha illallah. This is the iman that we must have in our hearts. Iman, whether it's iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's iman in the akhirah, whether it's in the angels, whether it's in the books, whether it's in the qadr, whether it's in the rusul, it is all a matter of the heart. It's internal. It is not something that is visible. Anyone can say La ilaha illallah. We don't know if the reality of that is in his heart. If the reality is in the heart of La ilaha illallah, of Iman, if the light of and lamp of Iman is burning in our hearts, then of necessity there has to be some external manifestation. Something should show on the outside that there is Iman in this person. By this person's actions, this person's akhlaq, his conduct, his manners. And that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. So if we claim La ilaha illallah, it must show on the outside as an imitation of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you will, La ilaha illallah is the motor, it's the generator that makes you walk on this journey. And this journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a difficult one because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called it a difficult journey of obedience. He has surrounded His Jannah with difficulties and hardships because the reward is the ultimate reward. And everything that's worthy, which is expensive, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called it ghaliya. It's expensive. You have to pay for it. Therefore, the journey is difficult. And what motivates us on this journey is that reality of La ilaha illallah. I have to meet my Rabb. I am going to stand in front of my Rabb. So this is our passport, as someone has said. La ilaha illallah is the passport that allows you to make the journey. And Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is your visa for entry into Jannah. Without Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you cannot enter Jannah. Who said that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that. He says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلُ مِنْ. Whoever comes to me with a deen other than this, Islam. Islam means ittiba and ta'a, the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the T. Whoever comes to me choosing another path, it will never be accepted from him. The angels will stop him at the gates of Jannah. You do not have the visa to enter Jannah. We must understand that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, come to me walking in the footsteps of my messenger. What are the footsteps of the messenger? What he has left us, of his actions, of his sayings, what we summarize all of that as his sunnah. These are the footsteps of the messenger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to preserve the Quran, and he has promised to preserve the Sunnah, because otherwise we would never be able to get back to him. As our mother Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, tell us something about the messenger that was remarkable. She says, everything about him was remarkable. He was the walking Quran. The Quran is the theory. The Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the practice of the Quran. He teaches us how to implement the Quran. That's why he said, I have left you two things, the book of Allah and my sunnah. You hold on to this, you will succeed. What is your success? You will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of felicity, of success. If you choose something other than that, there is no one to blame except yourself. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us very clearly that you have an example to follow. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the messenger, you have the best of example. And he qualifies that. Best of example for who? The one, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ. The one who desires Allah. وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Looks forward to that day. وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And he is always in remembrance abundantly of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to know what is the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not what is his status with us, but what is his status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him the best of his creation. Said who? Said he himself. He said, I am not bragging, but I am the best of Wuldi Adam. From the children of Adam, I am the best. Who made him the best? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the best manifestations of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at a human level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best rahmah that a human being can have at his level. Made him rahmatan lil alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ra'uf. On his ibad, he gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says he is ra'uf and he is raheem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using his own names and attributes for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him lead the anbiya in salah during the Isra and Miraj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a messenger, khatam al-nabiyyin, the seal of all prophethood. Somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when did you become a messenger? And the answer logically would be, when I was 40 years old, right? He said, I was a messenger when Adam was still a form of clay. The Because Allah decreed this in the Lawha Mahfuz. The Quran is present. Allah swears by the Quran. We read all the time, Yasin. And what does it say? That you indeed are the messenger of Allah. Decreed before Adam alayhi salam was created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him a special status. On the day of judgment, the first one to be resurrected would be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What would be the state of people on that day? Everybody would be concerned about themselves. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be worried about you. Ummati, ummati, my ummah. He will fall in sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The longest sajda. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will finally say to him, Irfa ra'saka ya Muhammad. Raise your head. Get up from the sajda. And ask. And you will be granted. And you will say, Ya Allah, ummati, ummati. He says that the flag of hamd will be in my hand on the day of judgment. No one can enter Jannah till he enters the Jannah. The door of Jannah will not open to any other of the Nabi, Anbiya and Rusul till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters. And he says, no ummah will enter the Jannah before my ummah. This is the status. He's been given a special status on the judgment near Allah, Maqam-e Mahmood, that we talk about all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him his Khalil, like Ibrahim, and made him his Habib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forever has joined his name with his own name. La ilaha illallah Muhammad al-Rasul. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. You are on the highest pedestal and you have the crown of the best akhlaq. And then he tells us he is the best example for you to follow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him authority to legislate. Allah is the lawgiver. And he made him his viceroy, that he, what he gives, you take. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the sunnah the second source of the sharia after the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولَ فَخُذُوهُ. Whatever the messenger gives you, ma, it's indefinite. Whatever he gives you, take it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatever he stops you from, whatever he stops you from, stay away from him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. In other words, if you don't comply with this, be afraid of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ الشَّدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. Allah is severe in punishment. And what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says is not anything he wants from his own desire. He only speaks what Allah inspires him to speak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْتَقُوا عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He does not speak from his own desire. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He only speaks that which wahi Allah inspires in him. So there are two wahis. One, the words of Allah, the Quran, and the second wahi, which is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in multiple places in the Quran, He says, وَمَنْ يُتَعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ. Whoever has obeyed the messenger has obeyed Allah. He has equated the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his own obedience. For most of us, that should be sufficient evidence to know what is the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the importance of sunnah? So that's why thoughts, and even worse, words of doubt, of statements such as we hear these days, or I don't believe in the hadith, I only believe in the Quran. If you truly believe in the Quran, you wouldn't make that statement. because of these ayats of the Quran. That means you don't really know what is in the Quran. It is a statement of utmost ignorance. One time, a sheikh, may Allah have mercy on him, who has passed away at the age of in the 90s, I was in his company, and we were talking about something. He was talking about implementing something. One of the people around said, he said, Ya Sayyidi, oh, that is, he said, that's just a sunnah. And his face turned. He said, what did you say? You said, it's just a sunnah? Do you know what that means? That is an insult. You have reduced sunnah to the word just. Or simply, do you know what a sunnah is? What is the value of sunnah? That is adab with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That when we hear something about him, we bow our heads in obedience. Sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. If that doesn't change our hearts, we need to know what he did, what he loved for us, what his concerns were for us, what sacrifices he and his family made for us so that this deen could be conveyed to us. His concern was always about us. In one narration he says, I wish I could see my brothers. You know all this. And his sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, aren't we your brothers? He says, no, you are my ashab, you are my companions. My brothers are those who will come after, who will be sitting in Hyderabad. And they have never seen me, but they believe in me, in my message. They are my brothers. Look at the rank he gave us. How can we turn our back on him? In the last moments of his death, his family was there. Jibreel alayhi salam comes to him. And this doesn't happen to ordinary human beings. He says, Ya Rasulullah, do I have permission to enter your hujra? He says, yes. He says, the Malakul Maut is at the door and asks permission to enter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Jibreel, what will happen to my ummah after me? Jibreel alayhi salam comes back that Allah, your Rabb says that Allah will not abandon your ummah. He said, then let Malakul Maut in. I am ready to meet Ar-Rafiq al-A'la. That was his concern. When he is resurrected on the day of judgment, what would be his concern? Again the same thing. It's not Fatima, Hassan, Hussein radiallahu anhum. Ummati, ummati, ummati. What about my nation, my nation, my nation? And we have that scene that he will be shown on the horizon a large group of people. He said, oh, that is my ummah. He's looking forward to them. And the angel said, no, that's not your ummah. That is the ummah of Musa, alayhi salam. Look the other way, and he looks at the other side, and the whole horizon is full of people. That is your ummah. Then they are brought near him, and some of them are being held back by the angels. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, let them come. Why are they being held back? And he'll be told, Ya Rasulullah, they turned away from you, from your sunnah. Therefore they are being held away. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will turn his noble face away. If we know Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we love him. There is no other way. But if we don't know him, we don't study his life, we don't study his seerah, we don't study his sacrifice, we don't know him. And you cannot love one you do not know. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described as a condition of iman. He says, no one can have complete or perfect iman till his love for me is greater than his love for his father and his mother and his child and his spouse and everything, ajma'in, everything. His love for me has to be greater to have iman. One time Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu came to him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was actually holding his hand of Umar ibn al-Khattab. And Umar said in that moment of excitement, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than everyone except myself. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, he said, Ya Umar, you cannot have iman till your love for me is greater than your love for yourself. He said, Al-an, now Ya Rasulullah. Then Umar ibn al-Khattab said, I love you more than myself. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Now, O Umar. Now meaning, you can say it in two ways. It means now you have complete iman. Or you can say, now means it took so long for you to love me more than yourself. This is the condition. And this is, again, not his desire. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tawbah. He says, "In kana abaukum wa abnaukum." The whole ayah that if you love your fathers and your children, and wa ikhwanukum, your brothers, wa azwaj, your spouse, and your children, and your businesses, and your homes in which you take pride, and the wealth that you take pride in and you fear a loss. If all of those are ahabbu alaykum min Allahi wa rasulihi wa jihadin fi sabilillah, love for that is greater than love for Allah and His Rasul and struggling in His path. Fatarabbasu, then wait till the amr of Allah comes. It's a threat. This is a condition of iman, love for Rasulullah. Because love for Rasulullah is equal to love for Allah, means that you love Allah. You love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because Allah loves him and he made him someone with qualities that you cannot but love him. Every claim of love demands proof. If your spouse, you tell your spouse, your wife, I love you, she says, what is the proof of it? You don't act that way. Show me. Every claim of proof, every claim of love demands proof. And the proof is that you love someone is you're constantly thinking of them. That you want to please them, you want to follow them. And in the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the ittiba, following in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. External sunnah. How he looked, how he dressed, how he appeared, how he acted. An internal sunnah, the concerns of the heart, the qualities that he had. We follow and we try, and of course we will never reach that standard. But we try our best to be like him. He is our imam in salah, he is our imam at home, he is our imam in the business place. Everywhere we have to follow his sunnah. And we have to follow that sunnah out of love, lovingly. And with yaqeen, certainty that this is the only way of success. And we have to follow it continuously till we die with istiqamah. Somebody asked him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me advice. He said, say, La ilaha illallah, thumma istaqim. Then, be steadfast on that. What does it mean? Say, La ilaha illallah, then stay on my sunnah with istiqamah till the day of judgment. Whoever wants to do different, we have already said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will never accept it from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the beginning of Surah Hujurat, La تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولِهِ. Don't go in front of Allah and His Messenger. Means don't put your own ideas and your desires above. In other words, you see the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, I want to put my footsteps somewhere else, in front. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتَ النَّبِيِّ. Don't raise your voice above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does that mean? Today, what is the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What he has said, what has been recorded, what is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Don't raise your voice above that. Don't give your own opinions. I think it should be this way. Who are you? You want to improve on the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That is what a bid'ah is. What does it mean? It is an accusation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not complete his deen, because we are trying to improve it. We can do better. That means the deen was not perfect, and that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not fulfill his mission. He left this, so I will beautify it better. I'll make it more. That's what it means. Be very careful. Follow exactly what he did. Not less, not more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he swears on himself, he says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُكَ فِي مَا شَجْرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. He says, and nay, by your Lord, I swear by myself, that they cannot have iman if they do not make you the decision maker in that which they differ. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا. And then when you give your decision, مِمَّا قَدَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, they do not find any resistance in their hearts. And they accept it with full submission. Two conditions, internal and external. Not only do they accept your decision, what you decided in the sunnah and the hadith, they accept it, they follow it, but they don't even find a resistance. They don't find any if and but. You know, it was 1400 years ago, this is different times. No, they accept it with full submission. That's why we need to prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we love Him. Our claim of hubb for Allah, we have to prove. Our claim of hubb for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to prove. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ, say to them, يَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, what? إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ, if you say you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me every footstep in the footstep in every aspect of your life. What will you get? يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. You will get the ultimate reward, that Allah will love you. That's the ultimate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُتِعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصُّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. What will you get for this? For the obedience and following of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will be among those that Allah has blessed in the company, companionship of whom on the day of judgment, the Anbiya, the messengers, the Siddiq Abu Bakr, among the messengers, the ultimate Khatam al-Nabi, you will be with him. You will be in the company of the Siddiq, the ultimate of Siddiq, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Among the Salihin, among the Shuhada, you will be with Hamza radiallahu anhu, and the Salihin that have gone before us. What a beautiful company. What a great companionship. This is the reward. And we say this every day. We ask for it in Surah Fatiha. An'amta alayhim. This is an'amta alayhim. My dear brothers and sisters, the journey is long. And our provisions, the provision for this journey is small. This is what Ali radiallahu anhu used to cry in the night, standing in tahajjud, and he's beholding his beard wet with tears. Ya Allah, the journey is long. I have no provisions. I don't have enough. The best provision for this journey is taqwa. The best provision is taqwa. But remember, keep that goal in front of you. What is the reward? What am I going to get? One day, the journey will come to an end. And once it comes to an end, there is no going back. Therefore, I want you to remember that the hardship and difficulty of obedience, of the ta'a, will soon disappear. But its reward will remain. And the pleasure of disobedience and sinfulness will also soon disappear, but its punishment will remain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who love Him and who love His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who love to follow His deen, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who have the concerns of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who have the aspirations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who make sacrifice for this deen for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us and put His hub and the hub of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our hearts and make us walk this path, because on our own we are not able to do it. We are sinners, we carry a lot of baggage. It is only tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must continue to ask Him, to beg Him to help us to walk this path and to give us istiqama till the day that we meet Him. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the end of our life the best part of our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the best of our action the last of our actions. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the best of our days the day in which we meet Him. Ameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa nastaghfiruka wa natubu.